This summer, the city's public beach in the Rockaways may be more crowded than in past years. That's because there's less beach to bask on. Sandy made it a lot narrower. The Army Corps of Engineers will soon start to replace that lost sand. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports the project will make the most expensive beach in America even more costly.
When John Corey was a kid growing up in the 1970s, Rockaway Beach was so eroded that waves had eaten away the sand under the boardwalk steps.
There were 14 steps to get to the beach. And then you had to jump another 4 feet to get on the beach.
And that was low tide. At high tide, there was no beach. You could jump straight into the water. Corey remembers surfers riding waves all the way up to and under the boardwalk.
It was fun, you know, with the beach severely eroded as a kid, because we used to hang on a rope off the boardwalk, but the waves would crash into, you know, underneath the boardwalk.
But by the end of that decade, the Rockaways got a federal cash infusion. The Army Corps of Engineers repaired and maintained the beaches, adding millions of dollars worth of sand. But funding ran dry by 2004. And then came Sandy. Washing sand into the streets, the storm's waves ate into the shore and sucked sand into deeper water, and some of it moved down the coast. All in all, the Army Corps says 1.5 million cubic yards of sand was removed, enough to fill the Empire State Building. Standing at Beach 86th Street, where last summer, John Corey says there was 100 feet of sand between the ocean and the boardwalk, now there's as little as 50. It's reminding him a lot of his childhood.
We are so vulnerable to another storm. If we get another storm next week, we're done, and a minor storm.
This summer, the Army Corps of Engineers will spend $10 million to restore half the sand lost during Sandy to Rockaway Beach. It's hoping to receive even more funding to bring it back to levels not seen since 1979. But even before these repairs, Rockaway Beach, which spans 6.2 miles and 9 neighborhoods from Beach 9th to 149th Street, is expensive to maintain. It's received over $216 million in today's dollars over the years. Andy Coburn is the associate director at Western Carolina University. He says that's more than any other beach in America. One reason is it's so densely populated there.
Beach nourishment is not accomplished in order to protect a beach. Beach nourishment is undertaken in order to protect what's placed behind a beach.
Coburn crunched the numbers using available federal, state, and local records. Another reason it costs so much? They've been doing it since 1926. There have been a lot of hurricanes since then.
The ideal situation would be to not build these shorelines up to the point where you're limited by what you can do.
Usually, Coburn and other coastal geologists advocate for moving back away from the shore. But
there really isn't much they can do to respond to sea level rise or to defend themselves from storms. And nourishment, I guess, is the lesser of all the evils.
In the Rockaways, retreat is a hard sell. But he also doesn't think federal taxpayers should foot the majority of the bill.
There are areas in the United States that are so densely developed, but the question is, who should pay for that?
Mayor Bloomberg isn't retreating from the coast either. In his latest resiliency plan, released last week, he's calling for a double dune system in the Rockaways. But hurricane season is bearing down, and there isn't much beach left now to stave off another storm surge. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.